Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
Yes. We're back. In the house.
Ooh, that's
welcome,
right.
Guys.
Welcome to the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV, where we break down all of your favorite shows. And of course, this is the Arrow After Show. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, joined by this man over here.
Hi, how you doing, guys? My name is Michael Durgin. I'm back from Sundance and I'm ready to do this. Let's get going, guys. You can find me on Twitter at @mmogli or on Facebook. You can follow me as well. Facebook.com/mmogli. I'm still trying to build my base.
He's just getting it out there. Just put it out there to the point. I mean, since we're throwing Twitter handles out there, I'm just going to do the same thing too. Follow me at @kissmypassport or find me online. I have a website. It's alikonabradford.wix.com.
And on one of our Twitter handles this week.
I'm not done yet. Excuse you. /television host. See, you know
my
what?
My bad. I was going to do something
jump
good.
Jump in the gun just like a man. So.
And on one of our Twitter handles this week, we'll be giving out 3 1-month subscriptions to Xbox Live. You will not know whose until it happens.
You will not. So that means you have to pay attention and
follow.
Tweet us. Tweet, follow, like, subscribe, and all those great other things. So let's get to the point, shall we? We're talking about the Arrow After Show. We open up. I actually really like the first scene because it's very reminiscent of Karate Kid. The whole wax on, wax off situation with the water and Roy tapping. But it was also a little bit of a flashback of when Oliver was first learning how to do his situation
right.
with Shadow.
Yeah, with Shadow. Yeah, it was very reminiscent of that.
Yeah. So obviously the big theme as far as Roy is considered this entire episode is control. He has absolutely no control over himself. And he's already got this inner rage from his past, whatever haunts him.
Oh, yeah. He's
And now that he's got this Mirakuru in his system, it's like times 10 on crack, just busting people open left and right.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really weird, but now that you mentioned busting, I just want to point out at the beginning of the show that breakout from jail was the worst breakout I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay, that was it was disgusting is what it was.
Yeah,
to me. I'm a girl. I don't
right.
know.
Right. Yeah. I'm more concerned with the fact that a security guard or a prison guard just walks into the cell and says, "Did you do this?" And he says, "No." And you're like, "Oh." And you've turned your back to him.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. You know what I mean? There's so many other ways they could have gone about that. I'm throwing it out there.
I think I'm still stuck on the fact that this guy was pushing metal out of his wrist. Didn't you say those shrapnel? No.
It was okay. Just like, it was the metal parts of the blade that
yeah.
puts together
the claw.
The claw. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I felt about that. But moving on to the Bronze Tiger.
Right.
I don't know if I realized he was coming back. Did you?
No, I didn't at all. I was really surprised. I didn't pay attention to any of the pre-buzz because I just got back into town.
Right.
So it blew my mind. I'll be honest with you. They did a really good job with casting for him because he really does capture the character really well. But I still am disappointed with the jail breakout again.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know?
Right.
And obviously he got hired by somebody to, I want to say kidnap, but not kidnap, but steal a prototype
right.
of the old, I want to call it a synthesizer. It's not a synthesizer, but the
earthquake
machine.
Yeah, the quake
That's
machine.
A whole nother yeah. situation, though. And we'll talk about that later. I still want to go back. I'll do my best, you guys, to keep it in order of the show, but y'all know I'm just terrible at that. So, let's go into I want to go back to Roy. I'm not done with Roy yet, and his to me he came off as very ignorant. Like, understandably, he doesn't know who Oliver is at this point in time. But if it's somebody you look up to, trust them. he's taking you through the gamut for a reason, and Roy just thinks that he's looking stupid all the time.
Right. I felt like he was more arrogant than ignorant, personally.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Better choice of words. So going into that, and then also speaking of ignorant,
right?
Laurel looked really ignorant, guys.
There you go.
She did.
She was ignorant. Yeah.
She was. I mean,
I love her.
But
though.
You know what? That's the thing is when you have an addiction, I feel like a lot of people, the first step is self-awareness, and she didn't have any of that. Or maybe she's just in denial.
Well, you know, I'm just going to be completely honest when I say this. I've seen drug addiction at its finest. I've worked in hospitals, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been around this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Laurel is working her job, doing her thing. And honestly, after her experience with the doll maker, Laurel could have easily been prescribed the medication that she was taking. That was her dad's.
This is true.
So, you know, for just because it wasn't prescribed to her doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to throw her under the bus. And obviously, this is definitely a witch hunt for her because she barely was doing... I mean, she wasn't, like, wrecking cars and getting
straight DUIs. Well, no, but at the same time, because we know her history, now maybe the gentleman who started this whole snowball effect thing didn't necessarily know to the extent, but we know for the past several episodes she's been popping pills for a while.
Right, yeah, definitely. She's popping pills, but I know kids that snort perk 30s and they live a normal life. Laurel's not at that point.
Well, no, but at the same time, the yeah. point is that she has
Sorry
people
that.
That she loves, or right. excuse me, that love her, that want to make sure that she doesn't go down the same path, because obviously her dad, after losing Sarah, or so he thought,
right.
went into a downward spiral himself, and he was an alcoholic and everything mm-hmm. else.
Yeah,
he
definitely.
Doesn't want to see his daughter do this.
I mean, I totally agree. From his standpoint, I can automatically assume an overbearing parent, especially police officer parent, you're going to do that. But from Laurel's standpoint, I can understand why she doesn't have a good relationship right now with Corporal Lance or Officer Lance or whatever, simply because of the fact that it's not as out of control as it seems. You know what I mean? Based on...
Well, yeah.
It's all based on perspective, but Laurel is not at that dangerous danger point yet. And no,
but,
by no
but,
means. But it got worse, obviously, throughout the episode.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is him being a parent and being through that situation and being addicted to something and knowing that a lot of
the
times you are...
Addiction.
Exactly,
yeah,
and that you are in
sense.
Denial.
Mm-hmm.
He would rather stop it now before it gets worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why he's so concerned. And if anything, she really ticked me off because he's trying to reconnect with her. Their family is obviously really broken from
yeah.
all the things that have happened in the past. And he's sitting there looking like he's about to cry as
yeah.
he's telling her, like, I miss my family.
I mean, you're definitely right. Laurel's definitely on a river trip down the longest river in the world.
I mean, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
But
denial.
Just totally shooting him down. You know, let's have dinner.
Yeah.
However, the dinner... That was a little fluffed up, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
Tricked her into going to this, I don't know if it was Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or what.
And I didn't know she lost her job off of what blood did to her.
Yeah, last week.
I mean, I knew she had to leave, but I didn't know they fired her. You know,
yeah,
I thought
well,
maybe they would do at least a psychiatric evaluation or something or let her try to go to court. Or I don't know.
They started off suspending her, I do believe.
Right.
And after that, it was, we have to get ready.
Okay, that makes
you
sense.
You know, and then it just stinks because here she is going to visit her friend thinking she's got a job. You know, and then that's why you don't do drugs, you
yeah.
know, because especially when you're in that situation where people are investigating and finding out your everything.
Right.
Like her career is literally unraveling right in front of her eyes.
Yeah.
And like you said, not
go ahead, yeah.
I would say not as serious as they make it out to be. But obviously, when you're in law enforcement, you have to have a clean slate. You can't have any of that stuff on there, you know?
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah, all my friends in law enforcement have clean records. They've never done anything wrong in their lives, slash not.
Oh, my God. Okay, so also, too, I want to talk about the island.
Yeah, sure.
As well, and I want to clump everything together with the island because a lot happened, yet it didn't happen. We get to see Slade starting to lose control and Oliver tracking him down. And
right.
one of the key things, and I think the key themes of the island, was Sarah having that moment and saying that love is one of the most powerful emotions and the most dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I was like... At first, I was a little confused with that flashback because normally flashbacks give you so much information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole point of a flashback.
Right.
It's to bridge the gap for someone that you can't... It's to bridge the gap of a storyline you can't have in real time. So when I saw that, I was like, that's really the most unnecessary piece of information. But I guess the key to what that was showing is that Miraku has a lot of effect on you, and the only way to really have any control over it or over a person that's possessed by it is to focus on their emotions of love, which makes a lot more sense.
Well,
yeah.
Well, no, I think what it is when you say love is the most powerful emotion,
mm-hmm.
it really is. I mean, love is what makes people do crazy things.
Yeah.
Look at from one extreme to the next, whether it be stalking somebody or murdering somebody because they cheated on you.
Right.
It's because they're in love with somebody. It drives people crazy.
Honestly, this is one point I'm not going to disagree with you on. Love is powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was absolutely genius that they worked that into the whole theme and saying that if you can get to Slade through love, which is what Oliver did,
right,
then that might be your only hope. And the same thing with Roy. I mean, I don't want to jump too much into but that's the same thing that had the only way Oliver could get through.
Right. And honestly, I'll say that what's going on with the miracle drug and how it's affecting Roy is obviously playing out. It's playing out very strongly throughout this episode.
Right.
But I will say that do you feel like Roy isn't really capturing the aggression that the miracle brings out of you? I mean, for like choking Oliver and all that kind of stuff and throwing him to the ground and stuff, I feel like he should really like almost be on that verge of insanity, right?
It hasn't gotten to his brain yet, because even if you look at Slade on the island, uh-huh, he's not quite crazy. Like, he has his moments where he goes into rage, and that's when he doesn't think.
I think that's a good point to bring out, though, that it's not constant states of insanity.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think it takes something to really emotionally move you. And with Roy, he gets like that when he's in a situation. All the people that he's beat the poop out of are people that have affected him in his life. Because every person that he beat up on this time around, he said, "You killed 8 of my friends." Pop, 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 or whatever it is, whoever he went after, they did something to him that affected him personally.
Is it frustrating to you to see Oliver getting thrown around, though? Tell me the truth.
A little bit.
Me too.
A little bit. Because, okay, let's jump into the we had a brief little altercation, right?
Yeah.
And I knew that Oliver was going to have this skill, almost like a martial artist. They may not be the buffest person in the world, but they have the skill and the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to beat anybody, no matter how big they are. So I really thought that Oliver was going to have one up on Roy.
Me too.
But to make it fair, I guess they had to have a moment of throwing him against the wall. But I'm not mad at that. You want to know why?
Why?
Because Felicity was tending to his wounds.
Oh, Jesus Christmas, dude. Are you kidding?
No. I mean, it wasn't as sentimental as I would have liked.
How did this just happen to you? I did this to myself. I brought this conversation up.
You just did. You really did.
Oh, my good gracious. All right.
I probably would have turned any conversation to Felicity, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. Oliver looked jacked without a shirt on in this episode. And I'm just really disappointed to see someone working out that hard.
Can I just say thank you, writers, for bringing back the little
pull-up
bar.
Thank you, writers. Yeah.
Because I'm not mad at that.
Exactly.
At all.
No,
neither am I. We can have more of that. It's okay.
It gives me motivation.
Yeah, and I'm glad you can spin this into something positive and not get annoyed with it as a man, because
I'm so alpha male. No, get out of here. He's good, great set of abs, Oliver. Keep it up.
Amen. High five.
Stop getting thrown around like a rag doll by Roy.
Yeah, well.
You're better than that.
You know, it happens. I was getting disappointed in Roy's character because I felt he was being so arrogant, like you were saying, and just not listening, have patience, control. Like, he got to the point where he was almost hurting. I thought they were going to go for him actually bruising Thea, or maybe possibly squeezing her to the point where he shattered an arm or something.
Thank God he could.
You know? And I'm sure that scared the heck out of him.
Right.
But,
well, at the same time, I'll say I didn't enjoy Oliver's quote-unquote, whatever it was. It was like, anger is energy. Channel in a positive, but you can channel in a positive way.
Absolutely.
It's very anti-Star Wars and anti-Yodist, but I'll take it. It's anti the Force in every aspect, because anger is just—it's just not good.
No.
So I mean, it was good to see Oliver playing into that, and it shows that the show's taking a strong deviation from the normal stance of anger just being a bad thing. So maybe Miracle really is that strong that Oliver has no choice but to really focus on the fact that he's always going to get angry. He needs to control it, you know, like the Hulk or something like that,
which is
a classic other DC comic character.
Well, what I was going to say is for Oliver, too, a lot of this episode revolves around his guilt. Like, he harbors so much guilt over the past. And one of the reasons he's so attached to having Roy see the light and get him before he turns into Slade is because of what happened to Slade.
I messed up. Hulk isn't a DC comic character. I'm sorry. Wah, go on.
Do you remember that Twitter handle he gave you?
I'm going to get
murdered. Right now would be the time to tweet him.
I wasn't thinking when I said it. Everybody relax.
And give him a hard time.
At least I caught myself for saying it. And I felt stupid, but I just wanted to wait a little bit to let it out.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, that's
good
okay.
Correction. So, anyways, going back into Oliver having a lot of guilt over everything. The one time, though, that he invites Roy to come along, which to me honestly was not a very wise decision at all, because Roy was clearly not ready, and just because he was getting angry and throwing a tantrum, Oliver brought him along, and what does he do? Beat the heck out of somebody.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's that strength that helped save Oliver. When it did come down to it, and they were trying to get, we'll just jump into that protocol scene that we were talking about earlier. He couldn't do it alone. Oliver could not do it alone. Yeah. You know? And
well, that's the thing. Oliver seems to have been able to do it alone up until now. You know, I feel like Oliver is getting weaker and weaker and more vulnerable as the episodes move forward. From season one till now, do you notice that?
Yes and no.
He's taken on twice as many guys, and he's fought against villains that are reoccurringly showing back up and having harder times fighting them now than he was before.
True.
His relationships with the people that he's working with, or his partners, as you will, are becoming exceedingly more necessary for him to succeed.
Right.
And a lot of the mystique of Oliver being able to figure it all out on his own is leaving. And it's scaring me.
Well,
like, I feel like Oliver is getting lazy, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't think it's lazy. I think it's a lot of him psychologically now being more in touch with his emotions. Because when he first came back from the island, he was there to kill.
Right.
There's a list. I'm killing these people. I'm avenging my father and everybody else, and I'm going for the blood. Now that he's starting to have a conscience, I think that it's starting to balance him out a little bit more, but to the point where he's hesitant. That's why it would be so much easier to just kill somebody. It takes a lot more skill probably to dance around it and hurt them but not kill them, yet take them down. That's so much thought rather than just like shoot to kill.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. The fact that he's being reintroduced into civilization and that he slowly is letting his emotions take a toll on his ability to focus his powers, you know? I should say powers. And I like that. I think you're right. And I think I like where that's going. Let's hope that his emotions start to get checked.
Right.
You know, but also, I guess if you're not going to kill people, it's a little bit harder to get the information you need. You're right.
Right, right.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, too, if you remember, at the beginning of the season when he fought Bronze Tiger, he still had a hard time with him. So it's not anything new for us.
Right.
It was already
a very
challenging opponent.
Yeah, that does make sense. And Turner definitely was one of those guys that gave him a hard time. So that's obvious. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And how about the fact when Roy and Oliver work together to stop this device from ticking down, at the very end, when the hood came off on accident, I did not see that one coming anytime soon. Though I had been wondering, I don't know about you, but wondering when the heck we're going to see Roy figure out who the heck the Green Arrow is.
Yeah, but I mean, that was pretty cool. I thought that was awesome. I just felt like Roy should have picked it up earlier, you know?
There's a lot of people that we thought should have picked it up earlier pre-mask, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Like, even when he's asking me, do you have a hood or something like that, you know? Like, I was just, oh, what did you think about Roy's hood? Going back a couple of episodes ago, I said this, DC Comics is having a hard time with the disguises. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing.
You can see his entire face.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, obviously they do the red hood, you know,
that
it's a prelude. The Red Arrow, but at the same time too, and we've seen, I think I showed a poster a few episodes back with spoilers, and there was a picture of Roy shirtless, but he had like red shadow on. I'm like, oh, are we gonna do the makeup thing again? Are we? No, please don't.
I know, I'm really worried right now what's gonna happen.
But I don't know, either way, the look on Roy's face when he saw that it was Oliver was priceless.
Like, yeah, it was awesome.
It was like he wanted to cry and hug him all at the same time.
He saved his life.
Yeah. It was the speech that he gave him too.
But I do feel like when Oliver played his sister as, you know, the love of his life and played off the emotion for the sister, it was a little bit unnecessary. You know what I mean? Because Thea and Roy don't have this awesome, you know, marriage level relationship. They're still a young couple dating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, both of them been through some stuff, so obviously the relationship can be a little bit more mature, but, you know, to develop that kind of...
But... Young love. When you were in high school, what did you think about? What did you daydream about?
I don't know. I probably... What did I daydream about?
I'm just saying, if you liked a girl, weren't you daydreaming about her?
No.
What?
Definitely not.
Okay,
that's
maybe
creepy.
That's a girl thing.
No. You see them every day, so why would you daydream about them?
Okay, you know what? You're 86 from this conversation.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
have this one. Me and you. So anyway, when you're really into somebody, right, that's all you think about when you're young. That's why young love is so powerful.
It is powerful.
It's
you're
naive
right.
And it's untainted.
You're right.
And so they're young and they're in love. And though they've had their turmoil recently, and that's only because Roy's got the Mirakuru in his system, but prior to that, they were in lust and throwing each other around the office and doing the business.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, so right now, the only thing that matters to Roy as somebody who does not have family is Thea. Thea is the one person that loved, believed in him.
Right. And do you notice Thea's character has really developed into its own personality?
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, I know I've said this several times, but I, in this episode, really noticed something when I saw the relationship between her and Roy and her staying home and hanging out with her mom. I don't feel like this is an actress anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is Thea Queen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard bridge to gap. Like, mm-hmm. they're hard gap to bridge, sorry. But, like, I'm so backwards today. But regardless, I think it's so cool to see how her relationship with her mom was. Not to mention the fact when Moira is offered the ability, or she's being talked to about the possibility of, you know, running for office, mm-hmm. The first thing her daughter says, it's not such a bad idea. It's right. really cool. I'm wondering, is Thea going to be a campaign manager? Because she literally could do that now.
Yeah. Well, after running the club, yeah, absolutely.
It would make perfect sense. Like, Thea is her own character now, doing her own thing, developed into her own role, and by no means is it trying to upstage anyone else.
No.
And it really is just a well-done role. Honestly, I like how her characters come together.
Well, I love the conversations that her and her mom had. There were several times where they had scenes with them having conversation, and she does. She seems so mature, and it was really cool to see them have that mother-daughter moment where they were asking each other advice. But when a mom goes to her daughter for advice, and they were talking about guys, and for a moment there, she thought she was going out on a date with Walter. And I was like, okay, this is sweet. Mm-hmm. And then when it's a business situation, I went, really, Walter? I mean, understandable. She was the one who got you kidnapped for a long time, but we've moved on.
Yeah, definitely.
At the end of the day, he made some sort of inkling of, you know, it's really good to see you. And what do you think, though, of the idea of her running for office? And do you think that was Walter's initial idea, or he jumped on and was the convincer based on what the other guy wanted?
You're not going to get the answer you want, guys, because I think it's a terrible idea.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the worst possible idea ever. She killed 500 people.
She didn't directly.
Allegedly.
But she didn't directly kill those people. She was a part of it. The way they put it is, it was a mother protecting her cubs, right? And so she was under the thumb of Malcolm Merlyn.
Right.
She was scared for her children's safety, so therefore she was allowing herself to be manipulated.
And the
by
first
him.
Thing she does when she's running for office is like so classic sleazy. She automatically says, like, the first thing we need to do is cover things up about her past.
But it's
back
still
on the Moira Queen, like.
But
you know.
It is still to protect her daughter. It has nothing to do with my dirty laundry. I don't want somebody to know that I slept with somebody when I was 18 and did whatever.
That is her dirty laundry. Yeah. She was a slut.
But it wasn't that she was a slut. She was into Merlyn or something. I don't remember the exact storyline.
She cheated on her husband.
But it was something that I feel like she did because she was either manipulated or something happened that motivated her
I will admit, this new season, she has a really nice haircut. It makes her look younger, and she looks very attractive. Still.
You know what? She does. She looks very soft. She was very abrasive and harsh, and it could have been her character's motivations last season. Mm-hmm. But something about her just seemed, you know, she's so much... that's soft. It's the perfect word. She's so much softer now.
Yeah, I still believe that she's the wrong person for candidate, but I think Thea would be a good campaign manager. And ultimately, even if they lose, a daughter and a mother doing something together, that'd be constructive.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm excited about
that.
I think and you're also taking on one of like the people's most beautiful like characters of, you know, vigilance and truth and justice with Merlyn. Or excuse me, sorry,
no,
with Blood.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say
that.
I'm so backwards.
I think, here's what I think about this situation.
Sebastian
Blood.
Is it
a good idea? I don't know. I don't know how people will feel about it, because exactly like you said, they keep blaming her for the whole earthquake situation.
Right.
But at the same time, I love that Thea said, and I may not say it verbatim, but something along the lines of, you know, you keep talking, Mom, about how you destroyed the city, you helped destroy the city. Well, now, how about you help rebuild the city?
Yeah,
how
that's
you
true.
Help save the city.
I like that you're the antagonist to this conversation, because it actually makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like my perspective and your perspective, and I would love for your perspective to be right. I just don't.
Well, thank you. I mean, I hope so too.
I just don't think she's going to beat Blood, because Sebastian is on his A game.
He is, but if some sort of dirt comes out about him, I think it could turn the whole entire thing
That would
around.
Be really cool. That could be in predictions, because if that happens and then, you know, Moira's doing her thing and running the city, that'd be awesome. If he had to just fall out of the running, that'd be cool.
I don't think he would go without a fight, to be honest with you. But something I think will happen that will expose him, whether it be something gets him so angry that he lashes out and you see who he really is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think all the characters in the show have a hard time developing. I feel like the characters in the show, not just Roy, not just Sebastian Blood, and not just Laurel, but all three of them and other people in the show have a lot of problems with really stretching the emotion. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see Roy, if he's going to get angry and he's going to throw the arrow around, I want him to see him go big on his anger. If I want to see Laurel drunk in a bar, I want to see her drunk in a bar.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
She was drunk as a skunk at the very end of the episode.
It still seemed like acting. You know what I mean? Oh my God. I was just like, I really want to see it go big. You know what I mean?
I think she was playing that typical drunk girl. Like the one that can't handle her alcohol and is just annoying as all heck because she's either drooling or tripping on you in the club. You're like, girl,
I wonder
please.
If that's what she's really like when she's drunk.
Who knows?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be an easy situation for Oliver to step in and hook up with her, and I did not go the way
I
planned.
No way. I do not think.
Good thing,
think that Oliver would do
that. Guys like me and Oliver, we would never do that kind of thing.
Yeah. So anyway, moving right along. I think that I was surprised that Oliver didn't personally take her home, but obviously he had other things to deal with. No, you. No, little prevert.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
So... No, I just thought for her safety that he would have taken care of her, not just ship her off into a cab because Lord knows where she would have ended up. But there was a phone call that he made while he was in the club, and I thought it was her dad on the other line. Obviously, we find out at the end of the episode it was not. But a great way to bring Katie Lotz's character back, because I was wondering what the heck happened to Sarah. I knew she was going to return. I just didn't know.
Well, I wrote actually in my notes when we were watching the episode tonight. I was like, man, like, you know how like Blood's giving her a hard time and giving her all these problems with the police and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just thinking, like, what happens when the Black Canary finds out about this, about Blood and what he's doing to her sister?
Oh, Ish is going down. Like, that's what's going to happen.
You think Blood's going to take her sister in a fight? Because that's not going to happen. Black Canary's going to snap that dude.
Right. She doesn't know that.
Then, crazily, at the end of the episode, she shows up. Yeah. And as soon as her sister tells her what's going on, if that happens, it's over.
Well, there's so much that can happen in predictions right now, but we'll just leave it at the fact that I am surprised that she showed up not as a Black Canary. But then again, it makes sense because at this point, Oliver thinks that she's going so ape ball. I'm not going to say... Anyways, but the reason that she's doing that is because she's so distraught over losing Tommy and losing this and losing her job. So I think Oliver's motivation was, let me get somebody back in her life that she thinks she lost, or just something to replace the emotion of emptiness.
And, you know, honestly, what did you think when you heard $10 million was his payday for that drill?
It could have been more.
It could have been more?
Heck yeah. Are you talking a drill that can destroy the entire city and you're only getting 10 mil and the guy who hired you is getting three times as much? I'd feel a little bit shorted on that because he had to put his physical body in danger. The other dude just stood there and got the remote.
You know what? If $10 million is what I can get for delivering a drill, I might have to take that up as a new profession because that is a lot of money and I'm in.
Yeah, except
criminals
for when
everywhere.
Bullets are flying and arrows are flying right by your head, it might be a different...
$10 million. I was like, I've never heard a number like that in any of... I've never heard a number like that for a villain making off just something so simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy task.
Yeah, usually $10 million is like, I mean, honestly, we could talk about it all day.
Did you catch the fact that, I guess it makes sense that it was in Merlin's garage, but I thought it was interesting that they even brought the storyline back to Malcolm, which leads me to think that he's coming back.
Yeah, he
soon.
Is, definitely. You know, and I will say they keep showing us Tommy again and again, reminding us of him in the show.
Yeah, the
I
picture.
Like that. He better get paid every time they show a picture of him.
Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe the ghost of him will come back. He survived.
Yep.
We don't know. I'm going into prediction category, so I'm going to stop myself right now.
And what did you think about, last thing I wanted to ask you, what did you think about Roy being able to punch through the steel?
Well, I mean, it was
steel
a crate. Given. It was a given.
A given?
Yeah.
That's a lot of strength to punch through that.
It is, but have you seen everything else that he's managed to shatter? I mean, the punching bag had cement into the center.
Right.
Everything that he's hit just explodes. He literally is like the Hulk.
It's crazy.
So I wasn't surprised at all. It was just nice to see the two work together. And obviously the rest of the team, which Felicity, you know, Team Arrow, you know, were very hesitant because they said, you know, isn't he like a few marbles short of...
Honestly, I want some Miracle. I've never done I've never done a drug other than alcohol in my whole life. I want Miracle.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm good on that.
I'm just
you.
Being honest. I think that's the craziest thing to be able to punch through steel. And I think Roy is way tighter than I thought.
Okay, but at the same time, you don't know if you don't learn how to control something like that, you don't know the progression of where it will take you. Because like anything great, or at least great in that sense, there's always something worse. That's like people who do cocaine, I'm sure for them it feels amazing and euphoric. But at the end of the day, it gets to a point where it destroys... your body.
You're right.
And so for this drug, it is a drug at the end of the day. So it might be great and give you all these powers. But who's to say 6 months from now,
yeah,
your muscles aren't deteriorating or you're losing control and just spazzing out.
I can contest that with Bam Bam from the Flintstones, though, who lives a great life.
I'm sure he does.
There's always a plus and minus. But yeah, to be jacked and be able to punch through steel.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you're more familiar with the comic book than I am.
Right.
With the Red Arrow, did he have that type of superhero strength, or he just had the skill of an archer?
He had the skill of the archer, and he was definitely the pupil of the Arrow.
Right.
But to say he had the Miracle drug, I know.
So that's something the writers are introducing to the show.
Yeah, definitely. Him having the Miracle drug makes him a lot more strong than it would have originally.
Well, I know the writers had made mention before that they want to give people the DC originality, but at the same time, they want their own twist to it. Because for anybody who's read the comic book, they don't want it to be like, oh, well, we know this is going to happen next.
Right.
They have to spice it up just a little bit.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I'm not mad at that. Now, is there anything else that I left out this episode that I did not talk about?
I'm looking right now to make sure that we're on the same page.
Because...
Oh, the Suicide Squad. How crazy is that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know. Guys, I read your YouTube comments. I love reading them. Sometimes I neglect to read them, or if they start to, like, go on and, like, you know, argument, I won't. But I love it. And I know that if I hadn't, someone would have mentioned the Suicide Squad. So
yes.
I'm happy I brought that up.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
In news and gossip, you guys know I love showing pictures, so I do actually have a picture of the actress that is playing Amanda Waller. Her name is, and if I destroy this, I am so sorry, but her name is Cynthia Adai Robinson, and she was actually on Spartacus and Vampire Diaries. So just to talk about the Suicide Squad, well, I want to talk about her, but you know what? I am going to wait till news and gossip because I like to have pictures just as a visual. So let's just go into news and gossip, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So my pictures are not going to be in order of Suicide Squad, but that's okay. We'll still talk about everything, and when we get to that picture, then we'll break down Amanda Waller. So until then, I'll wait for our engineer to pull up the pictures, and you know what? I'll just tell you guys. Well, actually, no, I won't. This is just for you and
nice.
All you other gentlemen, because I know sometimes the gentlemen
God,
are sick and tired.
She looks so majestic.
The men are always probably sick and tired of me bringing in pictures of Stephen Amell's abs, so I thought I'd give you a treat and give you a little bit of Katie Cassidy looking real hot and real sexy in this picture. She's just giving you those bedroom eyes, isn't she? Stunning.
I love it.
All right, so let's move on
that
to
was
the
really,
next.
That's awesome. Thank you. Bring more of those.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And then this is an old picture from Entertainment Weekly, obviously, but... You know, I had to bring in the abs since I was helping out the guys.
That's
Let's help
easy.
Out the ladies. Yeah. It's him and his cousin, Robbie Amell, which I think it's so cool that family can be on the same network. But either way, it's a pretty awesome picture. You see just how beefed up he really is. Nice picture. We can. Just...
I wouldn't want to stand next to Oliver Queen in real life.
Okay. So, I'll say moment of silence for that amazingness. And then we had a picture go up. We're having probably a little bit of technical difficulty.
There, it
there
is.
We go. So this I thought was rather interesting. For all of you guys who are Felicity fans, you mm-hmm. can actually buy a phone case with her picture on it. Now, if that isn't creepy, I don't know what is. Because if I Googled myself and I found me on a phone case, I'd be a little concerned. I don't know if I'd be flattered. Either way, so that's that picture. She does look quite beautiful. But anyway, this picture,
Hello.
I had to stop for a second and was like, wait, what? And why is Diggle cupping Thea's boob right now?
This is awesome.
It's, I mean, I don't know what this is, like, alluding to, but whoa.
I've got no clue what's going on right now. My whole
mind is
blown.
I don't even have commentary for this picture except
I do.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to our next picture.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay, so this, guys, is my trivia for the week. Which Arrow actress is this? And don't answer it out loud if you know the answer. Because if you want to find out, I'm hooking and baiting you guys. You have to come back next week and I will tell you who it is. But I will tell you it's from a movie called, I think it's called The Queen Borg, if I am correct.
That's kind of fun. We should do that more often.
Yeah.
Show their past works. And
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, I mean, this one was easy because she's not very recognizable, obviously. But
yeah.
Either way, so let's move on to the next picture. Here we go. This is Cynthia. Let's pull up my notes for her. So a little bit about her. So her nickname is The Wall, for those of you guys who are not familiar with the DC comic, and she's a survivor of a terrible tragedy in which her son and her daughter and her husband were all murdered. So Waller later would receive a doctorate in political science, becoming a congressional side for period times. Okay, so during this period, Waller is first to learn of the Suicide Squad, posing her own version of the team to the White House. So she is definitely the person who's going to be in charge, and she's directly in charge of the Suicide Squad.
You know who's a part of the Suicide Squad in the comics as well? Oliver's nemesis right now, Mr. Slade was part of the Suicide Squad.
See, and she's starting to recruit people, so I don't know if we're going to see Slade coming in, or maybe Slade is the one who sent her to recruit the Bronze Tiger.
Right. And
we don't know.
Also, the guy with the equilibrium problem is there. Gosh, why am I having so much trouble today?
Vertigo.
Vertigo was also part of the Suicide Squad. Him and Slade are really close.
Interesting.
She's on this. The Suicide Squad's huge. It's going to be a big part of the show coming forward.
Looking at the picture, though, I think they did a really great choice with casting. I mean, I don't know how
they
she's going to portray
it,
the character, but yeah, it definitely looks great. Thank you for pulling that one back up. Last thing I was going to say is that she's also been the past leader several incarnations of the Suicide Squad, including the most recent version of the team. Now, who else was she in charge of? There was somebody else. So I've got a list of things. She's also been put in charge of several other Sun Power teams, including, but not limited to, Checkmate, the Shadow Fighters, Sirius Six, the New 52s, Argus, and Argus from the Justice League of America. So anyways, that's a little bit of information about her. So we got to see her a little bit tonight. That is all for my news and gossip, unless you have anything for us.
I'm good right now. I feel great being back, and I'm ready to kick butt.
All right, so let's get into some predictions, guys.
I will say that, oh, God, predict it. Let's predict.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So now that we've gotten to the prediction point, all the things I wanted to tell you about what we were talking about before just completely escaped my mind. So I'm just going to go in and really just go for it. So like I said, I think that Amanda Waller is connected to, now that you mentioned that, I think that we're going to see a little bit more of Slade, and maybe he did hire her, and they're going to start coming up with a force that's going to be one to be reckoned with. But now that Roy has joined the team, that's a whole new element that we're now going to see with that dynamic. I don't know how long it's going to take Roy to really control everything, but I feel like there's going to be a lot more training going on in the next few episodes. Right. I definitely think that Thea and her mom are going to go in on that campaign for mayor, and I feel like people are going to be hesitant at first. I think that Moira's going to get a lot of backlash and want to quit somewhere along the lines, and then some sort of turn events is going to happen to where she's going to look like the fighter for the city, something she's going to do, and then things will turn around. As far as Sebastian Blood, I already talked about him exposing his own self. Right. I'm really disappointed in the fact that the Arrow has not figured out who he is. We almost did last episode, and then it got covered up completely. So that's a bit of a disappointment. Now, Katie Lotz is obviously coming back. That is what I wanted to talk about. Now, is she really going to stick around, or is she going to be a daydream for Laurel? And if she does stick around, that's just a whole bucket of worms of emotions that Laurel's now going to have to deal with. And I think it's going to be a little bit of happiness, but at the same time, a little bit of anger, because why didn't you tell me that you're still alive?
Yep.
That's a big thing. So hopefully we'll get to see her entire family come together again. Now, if Katie finds out, I just called her by her real name. Sorry. If Laurel finds out that her father knew a lot longer than she did, their relationship is on the rocks. But those are my predictions. What about you?
My predictions are, one, I want to know who wanted to buy that drill. That's huge.
Yeah.
So my predictions are we're going to get a little bit more information about what's going on in Russia and how it's affecting them again. I don't think we're going to revisit Russia any more than that. But I think that Roy and relationship with Oliver is definitely going to be something that I look forward to, and I'm predicting will grow as the future comes, as we go forward in the future with the Suicide Squad coming in, having two major heroes from the DC world being in the same show together, sidekick and hero together. That's going to be really awesome. And I do not know if we're going to get to see a revisit from the Flash, but I would hope so.
We're still talking about Barry. Yeah, it was a very on the board, but I think he's definitely going to make
and
a comeback.
I will say this, that I was really excited. I forgot to mention this in News and Gossip, but there was four things I was going to say, that Felicity is getting a backstory in season two, which will be really nice. Develop her character and why she dresses so in such tight clothing while being a dork. I'd like to know how that works, because that doesn't normally happen. And I can't wait to see how that works out. And Katrina Law has been cast as Nissa Al Ghul, so that would be really
right,
cool.
Right, yeah.
And then the footage from Arrow, Heart of the Demon, they actually did a sneak peek of it on Sneak Peek.
So, nice, so check that one out.
Yeah, that'll be good. So I think that with these little elements that are lining up, we're lining up to see the show turn into a good versus bad.
Right.
And an epic battle between good versus bad. And I don't think it's going to finish in just season two.
Yeah,
I think it's going to move into season three.
So there you have our predictions. We definitely want to hear your predictions, so feel free to tweet us. You can tweet me at KissMyPassport. And don't forget, if you think you know who it is, feel free to tell me in our trivia picture question who you think the actress is. He also made a very good point. You can leave him their Twitter handle, your Twitter handle, and tell us about the contest that you're doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, guys, at M Mowgli, M-O-W-G-A-L-I, hook it up. I swear, I'll hook you guys up with free stuff as much as I can. I love that I get to be a part of this network and a part of a lot of other things that I do. And it's just fun to have fans and people that are following and be able to throw stuff at you guys as we go.
It'd be cool. So thank you. We appreciate it. And again, since I got cut off last time given my website, but if you get a chance, please, I'd love for you to visit my website. Hit like, give me your support. You can go to www.aliconabradford.wix, that's wix.com/television host.
And I'm 11 likes away right now on Facebook from 500 likes on my fan page for stand-up.
Let's help him out, guys.
Let's do it.
All right. So until next week, have a wonderful evening. We will catch you on Twitter.
Awesome.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.